by and he saw something very unusual lying on the grass. The prince followed the plat all the way to the tower. And to his amazement, there he saw a beautiful girl leaning out of the highest window. She had the longest, softest, silkiest hair he had ever seen. Mm-hmm. "Hello," said Kitty, climbing down the plat. "I'm Kitty, and that's my friend Rapunzel." "Oh, Rapunzel," screamed the prince, gazing up at the window. "Oh," sighed Rapunzel. He really was a very handsome prince.
What happens next?
Just then, there was a terrible screech.
A terrible screech. Go on.
"Help," cried Rapunzel. "The witch is coming. Jump, my love, jump," shouted the prince. And he held out his arm. Rapunzel jumped and fell over. Down, and etc.
Carry on. What's it say?
Into the arms of her prince.
Wow.
The next day, the witch had a very different sort of visitor, and soon she found it was her turn to be locked away in jail.
To be locked away. Turn the page.
Look, there are knots on crosses.
Turn the page.
Kieran.
Eleanor, turn the page.
Kate.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
Of course, Rapunzel and the prince were married.
Oh!
It was the wedding event of the year. Everyone was there.
Wow.
And guests who were invited to do the bride's hair.
Who was invited?
You guess.
Who was invited?
You guess.
Fox?
No.
Cat?
No.
Her mum?
No.
Could it be Kitty?
Kitty Lazy! Mm-hmm. The best hairdresser in the land.
Oh, wow, look at her hair!